Hello listeners, and welcome back to another insightful episode of Why You Should Never Enter Sales. I'm your host Frederick, and today we are delving deep into the art and science of consultative selling, which is personally one of my favorite topics. Consultative selling isn't just a sales technique, it's a philosophy. A way of doing business that prioritizes understanding and addressing the unique needs of each customer. In today's competitive marketplace, where consumers have endless options at their fingertips, the consultative approach has become more critical than ever. So let's explore what it truly means to be a consultative seller, and how you can master this approach to drive success in your sales endeavors. At its core, consultative selling is about empathy. It's about genuinely caring about your customers' challenges, goals, and aspirations. To excel in consultative selling, you must adopt a mindset of service and problem solving. Instead of viewing your interactions with customers as mere transactions, see them as opportunities to build meaningful relationships and add value to their lives or businesses. Picture yourself as a salesperson selling financial services to a small business. Rather than immediately launching into a sales pitch about your offerings, take the time to listen and understand the unique needs and pain points of each prospect. Ask probing questions like, what are your biggest financial concerns as a business owner? Or, what are your long-term growth objectives? Armed with a deep understanding of your customers' needs, the next step in consultative selling is to tailor your solutions accordingly. This requires a combination of expertise, creativity, and product knowledge. Rather than offering a generic solution, customize your approach to address the specific challenges and objectives of each customer. Let's revisit our example of selling financial services to small businesses. Suppose you've identified that one of your prospects is struggling with cash flow management. In that case, you could propose solutions such as invoice financing, cash flow forecasting tools, or streamlined accounting software tailored to their needs. However, consultative selling isn't just about closing deals. It's about building long-term, mutually beneficial relationships with your customers. Once you've secured a sale, your job isn't done. It's just the beginning. Stay engaged with your customers, provide ongoing support and guidance, and continue to add value beyond the initial transaction. Remember, your goal as a consultative seller isn't just to make a sale. It's to become a trusted advisor to your customers. By consistently demonstrating your expertise, delivering exceptional service, and exceeding expectations, you earn their loyalty and trust over time. In conclusion, consultative selling isn't just a sales tactic, it's a mindset. By putting your customers' needs first, customizing your solutions, and building lasting relationships, you can differentiate yourself from the competition and achieve sustainable success in sales. And that wraps it up for today's episodes of Why You Should Never Enter Sales. I hope you found our exploration of consultative selling enlightening and valuable. As always, thank you for tuning in, and until next time, happy selling!